You know, a bunch of young, willing, you know, football players that are going to get better. I mean, those guys all work very hard. When I went back with the offense, I actually sat next to Jeff and Jared and even it, you know, Ed right there in that second row. I mean, they're very diligent. They're note taking. You know, they've figured it out. You know, and that's where that second year is so important because some guys do it at different points of the second year, and frankly, if they don't have it figured out by their third year, then obviously we're probably talking about somebody else. So I think all those guys have kind of turned the corner. Ed hasn't had the opportunities, but I mean, he did a lot of nice things, especially where his start line was from, you know, coming from Fort Hays State. You know, his start line was a little different than the other guys.
Is the dilemma you faced with Janis exemplified that in the Arizona game? So you get, you know, two big plays at the end, then you also have that route in the end zone that Aaron throws kind of wide and kind of breaks to the corner. Is that?
I think that's a great. I think that's a microcosm of what we're talking about. It's the little things. It's the details of the situational plays, the specific routes in a red zone or a third down and things like that, where Jeff's really his production was more normal D&D, where he routes that you ran played to his strength. So, but he's getting better at it. So he really improved. That game will be big for him personally. You know, his confidence. It's a similar path that he took on special teams. Special teams in preseason wasn't very good for him, and then he rebounded, and once he figured it out, because a lot of things for Jeff, it's that they've been new experiences. So, and he was definitely one of our top core players on special teams, and hopefully he takes that big jump as a receiver too.